If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze.
Well, I don't know how we get here this fast, but we are now 2 hours in with another hour to go here. And I hope you can stay with us through the end of this hour, because I promise you it will be packed with information you need to know about. Because we're going to be going off to one of the best-kept tourism secrets in America. You know, in the last hour, if you missed it, and if you missed any part of the first 2 hours, or you're going to have to leave us before this hour is concluded, remember that you can go to travelers411.com, the interactive side of our family of award-winning websites, and you can click on podcast and find shows by dates and their podcasts per hour. So you can listen to hour one, hour two, hour three, independently click from one to another. Download it. Take us with you. I had somebody just the other day tell me she downloads. She doesn't listen on the weekends when it's live. She downloads it on Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday, whenever it becomes available at travelers411.com, because we do it early on in the week that follows. And you can always tell how busy we are by which day it gets uploaded. So some weeks it's there Monday, and other weeks it won't make it till Wednesday. But we aim for that Wednesday to be sure it's up there for your convenience. And she downloads both of my shows, Travel with Stephanie Abrams and Travelers 411, heard over many of these same stations. And she takes us with her in the car, and we keep her company going to and from work every day for the... because it takes her about an hour round trip, and between the two shows, there's 6 hours of programming. Isn't that cool? I think that's cool. So, hi, Diane. I'm glad you're listening on the podcast. And, of course, it's archived forever and ever with show notes, links to the websites of our guests. And, you know, we make a directory for every one of our guests. So at Travelers411, click on directory. You can just have it sorted out in the index of directories by the newest. So if you're looking for the people we just had on, just make sure that you're scrolling down through newest directories. But if you want somebody by name, and if their name, their name or the name of their place that they represent, whatever letter that starts with, there's a keyboard, and just click on the first letter of the first name of the person or the first letter of the name of the brand, destination, whatever it is, and it'll click on alphabetize, and it'll come up, you know, by whatever letter you wanted, and just scroll down until you find it. It's very cool, because when you go to the directory, you got a little bit about the whoever we talked with. You've got links to their website. You've got links to the podcast and to the archived audio. And if they're a sponsor, the directory will be very fancy. Whereas if they're, you know, just lovely people we thought you needed to know about, it's a more basic directory, but it does the job for you. Helps you get to the information you need to know about. So in the last hour, we got to hear from Judy Riles. She's the Convention and Visitors Bureau CEO in Huntsville, Alabama. And I have to tell you, I am so impressed with what I have learned about what there is to see and do in Huntsville. And And I'm going to guess that I'm not going to be wrong if I asked each of you, my darling listeners, to take a pen and paper and sit down and list 100 places in America you'd like to visit. Even with 100 places, I think I'd win the bet if I said Huntsville's not going to show up on that list. And that, my friends, is a real American tragedy. Because what I have learned about Huntsville has set my traveling feet on fire. And I don't know that I'm going to be able to make it to Huntsville this year, but I'm going to make a real effort. At this point in the year, our calendar for 2017 is pretty much spoken for. In a couple little pockets maybe in there I could make something happen, and I'm going to see if I can, but I'm not real optimistic. But, you know, 2018's in front of me. So if your calendar for your travels is not as ridiculous as mine, maybe you can get to Huntsville before I do. And if you do, go post something at my Facebook, stephanie.abrams.94. And let us know about your experience, because I want to tell you, with all the things there are to see and do there, the top of my list is getting out to see that waterfalls, because I am, my friends, a sucker for a waterfalls. So peaceful and so nice. And if you're there on a day with a little bit of a breeze and you stand in the right angle, I promise you, you're going to get kissed by the mist of the falls. And speaking of mist, gee, I wonder if her folks were smitten with waterfalls and the mist as well. Because we're going to have on Misty Williams, who's the spokesperson for the Embassy Suites Hotel and Spa in Huntsville, Alabama. Because you got to, now that you know all that there is to see and do there, and actually we don't know all. We did a pretty good job covering the ground, but we didn't cover it all, I am sure. You got to know a good place to stay where they're going to welcome you in style and pamper you and add to the experience of being in Huntsville, Alabama. And you know, it's so funny because we're going to be talking with Misty Williams, right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Opening night at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts is Friday, July 7th, with Andras Nelsons conducting the BSO and featuring Mahler Symphony No. 2. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
I am delighted to have on the phone with me live from Huntsville, Alabama, Misty Williams. And I am sure that before we had on Judy Riles, the CEO of the Convention and Visitors Bureau of Huntsville, or if you missed the last hour and you didn't hear it, you're wondering, of all the places in the world that we talk about, why Huntsville? How long have you lived in Huntsville, Misty?
I have lived and worked in the Huntsville area about 17 years now, so quite a while.
Where were you born?
I was actually born in Alabama. I was born about 30 minutes west of Huntsville in a little town called Decatur, Alabama.
And what drew you to Huntsville? What's your first memory of visiting Huntsville?
My first memory of visiting Huntsville was probably coming to see a country music concert back when I was in junior high at the Von Braun Center, which is our civic center here in downtown Huntsville. So that was kind of my first experience coming to what I would call then the big city of Huntsville. So that's kind of one of my fondest memories, is coming to see a concert here.
You know, I don't even think we touched on that when we were talking with Judy, but I'll have to go back and listen to the podcast or the archived audio this week and see if we did, because, you know, every time I kick over a rock, there's one more reason to go to Huntsville. So is Huntsville still a place that gets a lot of concerts?
We do. I was just looking at the calendar recently. We've got a lot of great ones coming up this summer. Travis Tritt scheduled to come in July, Corey Smith in August, and they also do a tremendous job of bringing in some great Broadway Theater League shows into the area as well, some big names too. So there's lots of different kind of arts experiences to enjoy here with music and Broadway theater shows.
Well, yeah, that was, you know, from a cultural point of view and an attraction point of view, Huntsville's doing its job. I mean, you know, you got some very snazzy stuff going on.
Yeah, there is always something going on. There's something for anybody. You know, it doesn't matter what type of things you like to do, you're going to find it here in Huntsville.
So, what possessed you to make the move to live in Huntsville?
Well, actually, my husband kind of brought me to the area. He was born and raised here, so just right outside of Huntsville in a little town called New Hope, Alabama. So that kind of attracted me and brought me over this way, and I kind of started my career here at a limited service hotel about 17 years ago, and I've loved it ever since and never really wanted to move away and live anywhere else other than Huntsville.
Well, you are the poster child for the Chamber of Commerce, my dear. And
yes.
And the Huntsville, Alabama Chamber of Commerce appreciates you. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back talking with Misty Williams, who also functions as the Director of Sales and our spokesperson of the day for the Embassy Suites Hotel and Spa in Huntsville, Alabama. You can check out their website over the commercial break, but pay attention to our sponsors. They have a lot to tell you. Try EmbassySuitesHuntsville.com. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie.
I thought you'd speed and dissipate this candlelight and chandelier. It's silver plate and crystal clear. But it's serenade and saraband.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra of the Boston Pops has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt, or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you. Music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
Cocktails for two.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Misty Williams is on the line with me live from the Embassy Suites Hotel and Spa in Huntsville, Alabama. Misty, so did your parents name you for the falls? No.
You know what? I have people ask me that all of the time. And, you know, I never did get a chance to ask my mom where my name came from. And all the time have people ask me, were you named after that Clint Eastwood movie, Play Misty for Me? So I get that all of the time, which I've not yet seen the movie. I guess I really do need to watch that. But I hear the Misty character in that movie is a little crazy. So I'm hoping that's not what people think.
Jeez. No, I mean, there are some things you just assume not be associated with.
Right. I think I may not watch that movie to be on the safe side.
Well, you can always, you know, rent it or something. And then if you, you know, it's spooking you out, you can turn it off.
Right. Yeah, I may do that.
Listen, there are so many films I go to see. I get to see about 30 or 40% of the film. And the rest of the time, I either have my hands over my eyes or my hands in my ears.
You know, right.
I don't want to know. You're not getting
so
into my head. Just not penetrating. Not happening. So, when your husband enticed you to move to Huntsville, were you were already sort of associated with the travel industry?
Actually, I was not. I had just recently graduated college and with a marketing degree. And
where'd you go to school?
I went to the University of North Alabama in Florence. It's about an hour and a half to 2 hours west of Huntsville.
Okay.
And when I graduated, I had a marketing degree, but at that point, you know, when you first get out of college, sometimes you just don't know what direction you want to take with that degree. And I just kind of fell into working at a Hilton brand hotel here in Huntsville, and
oh,
I loved it.
Smart and
yes.
Lucky girl.
Yes. So
good
I loved
move.
It, and I've enjoyed it ever since.
Yeah, well, you know, travel, tourism, and hospitality gets into the blood. And while you will hear people in the industry carry on and complain because we are the victims of news, politics, economics, name it. And there's always a challenge. People who have tried to leave are back within 6 to 8 months because, you know, it's, and sometimes I'll hear people complaining about, you know, what happened because of weather conditions or something that created all kinds of monsters for them. And you know, say, well, you know, so it sounds like you're planning to leave. And the answer is no. Why would
right.
you think that?
Yeah,
no,
not anytime soon. I don't have any plans to. I really enjoy working with people and just getting to be involved in all the different events that take place in Huntsville and help people enjoy their stay here. So I don't see myself really doing anything else in the future.
And even with the challenges, travel, tourism, and hospitality are uplifting. I mean, there's certain jobs I couldn't do because they're so depressingly sad. You know,
right.
they deal in really sad stories. And, you know, we're in an image industry designed to uplift people's travels, whether they're traveling for business or pleasure. Now, at the Embassy Suites Hotel and Spa, I don't usually hear and spa attached to an embassy suite, so your place has got to be something uniquely special and different.
Yes, we are very unique to be able to have that spa, and we are so thrilled to be able to offer that amenity to all of our guests, and not just our hotel guests, but it's open to anyone, you know, that's here in Huntsville while they're in town, you know, visiting different attractions. They can book an appointment at the spa, from a massage to a pedicure to a facial. We have the full service available here at the hotel and the spa.
How big is the spa, do you know?
It's quite large. It's probably about 1,200 square feet, which is pretty large for a spa. We've got several different massage rooms and treatment rooms. It actually takes up, the way our hotel is kind of set up, we're set up in a rectangle shape, and it takes one whole side of a floor for the entire size of the spa. So it's very expansive, very, very relaxing. You know, when you walk in the door there, it's just a whole different environment. Very relaxing for our guests that want to come in and kind of take a little break and enjoy some downtime while they're here in the area.
That is so cool. And I happen to be very partial to Embassy Suites properties because, I mean, just as it implies, no matter what accommodation you check into, it's going to be suite-sized. It's going to be bigger than any normal hotel room. And when I'm traveling for business, I need that lounge area space and a desk kind of a thing to sprawl out on and catch up on what I need to catch up with. And I'm in years when our children were younger and we traveled with them extensively, you know, being even, you know, two big beds in a big room is not the same as having that extra space to sprawl people around. And not get in your face, because that's what creates you're getting on my nerves syndrome.
Right. You're exactly right. That is the wonderful thing about our hotel, the Embassy Suites here in Huntsville, is that all of our rooms are two-room suites. So you walk in and you've got a spacious living room area with a TV, and then you've got what we call a kind of mini bar area with a microwave, refrigerator, and a sink, and then you've got a separate bedroom. So if you are traveling with a family, you've got that extra space for your kids to be in the living room, you know, enjoying TV, and you can be in the bedroom, you know, working on some things at your desk. Or if you're a business traveler too, you know, it's perfect. You've got that space to be able to spread out and work and be comfortable while you're here.
Well, I'm going to tell you a funny story. Years ago, I was invited to go to a very well-known film festival. And yesterday, I actually had on the air Malachi McCourt, who just wrote a new book, Death Need Not Be Fatal. He's hilarious, by the way, but anyway. if you don't know Malachi, you might know his brother, Frank McCourt, who wrote the memoir Angela's Ashes that was made into a film. Yeah, it's a sad one, too, but anyway. But the book, I am told, because I never read the book, Frank McCourt's book, which won a Pulitzer Prize, is infused with humor that didn't come through in the movie. But anyway, the first time I ever met Malachi was because I was introduced to him by his daughter, Siobhan, by telephone, and had him on the air. And we were broadcasting live because we were at this film festival, and we were staying at an Embassy Suites, and we broadcast live from that living room of our suite. And it was so nice to be able to have all the local guests from the film festival. I had directors and actors and coming up, and the guy that was in charge of the film festival, coming up to our suite and meeting in the living room of the suite, which I couldn't have done if we, you know, we would have been hunting for who's got a quiet room that we can broadcast from.
Right.
So,
you're
I mean,
exactly right.
I have all kinds of wonderful Embassy Suites memories attached to my life. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back talking with Misty Williams, the director of sales at Embassy Suites Hotel and Spa in Huntsville, Alabama. Don't leave me, people.
Portions of today's show brought to you in part by Malta, where you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
That all began with cocktails for two.
Little
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Each year, one in four people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many will be serious. The majority of falls happen at home, so remove things that could make you trip and install handrails to keep you steady. To learn more about the steps you can take to help prevent a fall, please talk to your doctor. You can also visit aarpfoundation.org or medicaremadeclear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, flying to over 25 destinations in Europe from Hartford, Connecticut's Bradley International Airport. For great value flights and award-winning Irish hospitality, book now at AerLingus.com.
The queen let me take you to a nice and cozy hotel. With all the symptoms.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Misty Williams is on the line with me. She is our spokesperson today for Embassy Suites Hotel and Spa in Huntsville, Alabama. And if you missed the last hour during which I interviewed Judy Riles, who's the CEO of the Convention and Visitors Bureau for Huntsville, you got to go back and have a listen. And especially, you know, you're looking for someplace interesting to go. Maybe you want to stay in the U.S. this summer and maybe in the fall. I want to tell you, there is so much to do and see that I'm all riled up about, no pun intended on Judy's name, about going to Huntsville, Alabama, a place I have never been. So I have questions for you. Can you take us from outside of the Embassy Suites, Huntsville, and tell us what we see on the outside and bring us into the interior and then waltz us about a bit? I'd like to get the feeling of a day in the life of a guest at your hotel.
Yeah, I can definitely do that for you guys.
I knew you could.
Right? we are located right in downtown Huntsville, and we are fortunate to be located right across from Big Spring Park. It's a beautiful park with a walking trail and water features with some wildlife, some geese and ducks and things like that. So just the setting outside is beautiful outside of the hotel. We're a 10-story property. We're one of the tallest buildings here downtown. So we kind of make a significant impact on the skyline here as well. And when you come into the building, it's just like you're kind of walking into a completely different atmosphere. We have this 10-story open-air atrium where you can see all the way up to the top of the hotel and you can see all of the floors that we have when you come into the building. So very open, very airy. There's also a lot of plants inside, so it's kind of, you know, some nice vegetation as well and green. You know, everybody likes to kind of go green these days with plants. So just a very relaxing feeling as well. And we've got a beautiful water fountain feature in the middle of the lobby as well, so it's kind of got that soothing water effect, calming in the atrium. So just a beautiful atmosphere when you first walk into the hotel. And walk around. And then, of course, we mentioned the spa up on our second floor. We've got Spa Botanica, which kind of ties in with the entire feeling and atmosphere of the hotel when you come in.
See, now I just written down what to ask you, what floor is the spa on? Because I have this. Now, when people are coming back from the spa, do you have like this parade of people in bathrobes going from the spa back to their room or what?
Right. Well, we do occasionally see that every once in a while. So. And there's nothing wrong with it. We completely promote people to do that.
I can't tell you how many hotels I go to that have spas. And, you know, just getting in the elevator with somebody in their bathrobe is not an unusual story. You know, sometimes I have gotten into elevators and I felt inappropriately dressed because everybody in there was in a bathrobe and slippers because they were either going to or coming from the spa.
Right, you felt a little overdressed in that situation.
But I was not about to disrobe to fit in, so you know that wasn't going to happen. So we left you off at 10-story. So now let's the suite accommodations. Do they come with various numbers of bedrooms, or are they all the same?
Yes, all of our rooms just feature one bedroom, but you do have your choice of either one king bed or two queens. And then in the living room, the great thing about our suites are that all of our sofas are pull-out beds as well. So you've got another bed in the living room if you've got children, small
yep.
children traveling.
I have
it very convenient.
Made use of all of the above.
Well, good.
They've made use of all. Now I'm telling you, I'm the poster child for Embassy Suites in general because, you know, it is such a lovely way to travel, and not only that, the brand is affordable. I mean, I just had on a couple of weeks ago a lovely fellow David Cohen, who is the general manager of the Plaza Athenae in New York City. They're sweet. In the summer, they run a deal, you know, where you can get up to 50% off on their suites. Even at 50% off, you got to be well-heeled to afford them, because they run just normally from about $4,000 to $20,000 a night. So, I mean, you know, you could probably buy a year's worth of suites.
Right.
You know, at an embassy. I mean, it's in most hotels, a suite is beyond affordable. It's something you do for a splurge, you know, for a benchmarking occasion. It's your birthday, it's your honeymoon, it's your anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anybody who's traveling with friends, traveling with family, traveling alone and wants the space. And like when I did my broadcast, my suite turned into our studio.
Right.
So, And it doesn't have to break the bank to do that.
Yes, you're exactly right. I will say the good thing about the Embassy Suites brand, it is very affordable. It includes so many great benefits in the pricing as well. We feature a full breakfast buffet every morning. And when I say full, I mean you can have cooked-to-order omelets. You can have cooked-to-order eggs any way you want it. There's sausage, there's, you know, bacon, there's biscuits, there's fresh fruit, yogurts, you know, coffee, juices.
You know, you're killing me because I'm hungry.
Yeah, I know, I'm getting hungry talking about this right now.
Really, you're killing me.
Yeah, and so all of that is included. And then we also have a complimentary manager reception every evening with snacks and drinks as well that's included. And that's for 2 hours, and that's every day of the week as well.
You know, I forgot about that stuff. First of all, The Embassy Suites I have been at, the breakfast buffet has been set up on the main level in the midst of that atrium toward the back. Is that where yours is?
And it is.
It's such a lovely area. And the ones I've never been in your place in the Embassy Suites Huntsville and Hotel and Spa. I've never been in your place, but I can picture it all. And
yeah, you'll have to come see us sometime.
I'm telling you, I'm trying to plan a trip here because they have both Dr. Deborah Barnhart, who's the CEO of the Space and Rocket Camp Center and Space Camp. They want me to come down and do their 1 week space camp. They don't realize they have the wrong kid. I mean, that's just, I'll go and I'll watch somebody else, you know, float around without gravity. That's, you know, I'll take the picture, but I'll interview them when they're done, but that's not going to be me. But I mean, I do want to go and see, you know, what they have there as a kind of living interactive exhibit that's really worth going to. And for all of you who are out there homeschooling your kids, and I know there are tons of you listening, this is the place to go, because between the botanical garden and this Big Springs park with the fountains and waterfalls and what have you, and this rocket place that's associated with NASA and I don't even know what all else anymore, because they overloaded me with information. My brain couldn't handle it all. And all of the things that are just fun that go on in Huntsville, because I guess when you live in a place that's not 20 minutes from one of the biggest American cities, you got to make your own fun. And clearly the folks in Huntsville have picked up the baton on that one, and they're leading the parade with everything from some of the musical events and concerts and whatnot that you were mentioning earlier, Misty.
Yeah, definitely. There is something here for everybody. You know, if you like nature, we've got a state park here. If you, you know, enjoy the theater, we've got theater. If you enjoy, you know, different arts and cultural things, we've got a place called Low Mill Art Center here, which is one of the largest art places in the country.
Well, you know, you mentioned before, we only have like half a minute left in this segment, but we got a little more time. We're going to come back. You know, aside from the full breakfast buffet, the complimentary managers, I don't know, what do you call that thing in the evening you do?
The manager's reception.
Well, when we used to travel with our kids, can I tell you that was dinner? Because there was enough, you know, this wasn't a couple of hors d'oeuvres and a piece of cheese on a stick. There was enough stuff there to put together a nutritious and wholesome dinner out of it, even though that's not what it was supposed to do. you know, it's kind of be like the entree to, you know, the appetizer to wherever you were going to go for dinner or whatever. But, you know, on those times when we've been very tired at the end of a hectic day and you just don't want to go out, this did it. I mean, it just...
Yeah, you're exactly right.
And when you amortize... When you take the cost of what you would have to spend for breakfast and what you would have to spend at the end of the day, you know, to make it through the night before you were hungry again, and you deduct that from whatever the room rate is, you got the biggest bargain in America. We're going to be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel, Rumors, from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
There's a room where we can be alone tomorrow. Let's go. I just want you by my side.
Ooh. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andres Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors will lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, Berlioz, and more. Conductor Nelsons will lead the BSO in 10 Tanglewood concerts, including opening night July 7th, as the orchestra presents Mahler's Symphony No. 2, Resurrection. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops will also highlight Tanglewood's opening and closing weekends with Sondheim on Sondheim and E.T. the Extraterrestrial in concert. And don't miss the Tanglewood Popular Artist Series beginning with Natalie Merchant in July. Bring your family and friends to one of the most beloved music festivals in the world this summer at Tanglewood. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200, 888-266-1200. Or visit tanglewood.org.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650.
800-716-4650, 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's called Hernando's Hideaway. Orlando.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Misty Williams, and she is associated with the Embassy Suites Hotel and Spa in Huntsville, Alabama. I'm still stuck on your name. Were you given a longer name? Was that a middle name, or you were just named Misty?
No, that's my original one and only name is Misty.
Do you own cowboy boots, or should I say cowgirl boots?
It's funny that you asked me that, yes, because I think I have about four or five pairs.
I have this vision of you, you see, and what I saw was, I'm clairvoyant that way. I saw those boots, woman.
These boots were made for walking.
Yes. And do you wear them to work, or that's just for funning around after work?
That's for after work, after hours. So I try to keep a little bit more professional during the day.
Nothing unprofessional about cowboy and cowgirl boots. Ask a cowboy and a cowgirl. They'll be the first
That's
to
true.
Tell you.
That's true.
I'll tell you a quick funny story. Years ago in my last life, I was executive vice president of a $1.5 billion travel company. And we had over 400 travel agencies in 37 states. In 21 countries and 50 of them inside Walmart supercenters. And we needed to hire an attorney outside of the realm of our retained attorneys for a specific reason. And my boss, who was the CEO, put an ad in a paper. No, did he put an ad in the paper? No, he picked up the Law Review or the Law Journal or something, and he found an attorney that sounded good, wasn't too far from us. And this guy was from the New York, New Jersey area. He was about as connected to Huntsville as Siberia is. And he walked in a cowboy hat and boots, cowboy boots. And I want to tell you, in that second when he walked through the door of my boss's office, he had us as a client because my boss was impressed with that. So don't
Very
think
cool.
cowboy boots are unprofessional. However, I will tell you, we never, ever, 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 ever in the next 12, 13 years of our relationship with him and his firm saw him in that hat and boots again. So apparently this was this was his costume that he put on.
Wow.
We
made a good first impression with you guys. That was great.
That was it. And so, don't put down your cowgirl boots, woman.
No, I'll definitely keep wearing those.
So, if you had to look at your property, the Embassy Suites Hotel and Spa in Huntsville, Alabama, and you wanted to convey to somebody that you may be aware that this is not the only place to stay in Huntsville, how would you explain to them that they need to be choosing your place, even though there are other options?
Well, I think there's several things that kind of play into what makes our property so great. One of them, of course, is what we had mentioned, is being an all-suite property. And it's funny that our name is Embassy Suites, but there's still so many people out there that don't realize we have the suites available. So that's always...
Isn't that funny?
I know. It's crazy. I meet people every day that still don't realize that because they'll say, well, I would like to have a suite. And I'm like, every room in our hotel is a suite, so you will definitely get one when you come stay with us. So that's always great to let people know about that. And then just our location in general. We're located right downtown. There's so many different things that you can walk to while you're here. You can walk across the street to the park and enjoy that. And there's several different other attractions downtown as well that you can walk to.
Like what?
We've got the Huntsville Museum of Art is almost directly across the street from the hotel. We have several other local restaurants that are not chain restaurants, so it's always nice to kind of experience some of the local cuisine here that you can also experience.
What would you find on the menu? It's not all grits, is it?
No. You will find that on a lot of the menus, but not, you know, the whole menu is not all Southern fare at all of the places. So that's one good thing here about Huntsville is that there are so many different people from so many different parts of the United States that there's all kinds of different culture that is brought into our food here. So it's not just Southern fare. Of course, I'm a big fan of that, of course, being here, being from this area originally. So, but yeah, the food is outstanding. You find anything from barbecue to, like you said, grits to, you know, a great steak here downtown.
Are there ethnic foods?
We do. Not necessarily in the downtown area, but here in Huntsville, there are several different cultures and restaurants here from different parts of the world. So you can pretty much experience anything while you're here.
Well, that's very cool. And I love the fact that you can walk to things, that you don't have to keep taking your car out to go places. Because
right.
In a lot of places, when you get out of the big cities, I mean, we're a big country, and there are such distances between things that when you've been traveling and you finally get to a place and, you know, you just want to relax and whatever, it just sometimes at the end of a day, especially if it's the day you arrived and you've driven a few hundred miles or whatever, you don't want to take the car out and start
right.
driving places.
Yeah, you don't want to get back in the car. You kind of
it's like enough,
you know. Yeah.
Done nothing to punish myself for.
Right. And then for those that may, you know, not want to drive their vehicle if they're a little unfamiliar with the area and they kind of want some guidance, we have a complimentary hotel shuttle here that will take people within a 2 to 3 mile radius and even take you back and forth to the airport. So say if you're flying in for a few days and you are not going to have a car, we can definitely provide transportation for you so you can kind of get out and enjoy the area while you're here.
Wow. That's really amazing. I mean, you know, I've gotten such a wonderful education between Dr. Deborah Bernhardt over at the Space Center and Space and Rocket Center, and by the way, people, that's no, you know, I hate to use a brand name, but it's not a Tinker Toy thing. You know, this is a serious place. And you're going to have a very serious experience. And Dr. Barnhart was telling me that I forget how many. I think it was 7 of the astronauts from NASA have, you know, been through their programs there. I mean, I got to get to this place. And how far are you from that?
It takes about 10 minutes to drive over the Space Center. It's not far at all, just a few miles down the road.
All right. Well, my calendar and I have a serious appointment to sit down and figure out how I'm going to do this Huntsville thing. Because I've been looking and talking about for far too long doing a cross-country road trip. And if I don't do a cross-country road trip, maybe we can just drive south and make a right turn and wind up in Huntsville.
We'd love to have you here.
I want to thank you so much for stepping up to the plate. Come back next week, everybody. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we got to fly now.
Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,